Computer. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. We are now on the beach right now, and they tell me it's a nude beach.
Hey, take it off. Hey.
Show me your titties.
Baby.
Ready?
I'm talking about show me all your titties.
If you don't want to play the game, the way we playing it, then you need to come off this section of the beach, girl.
Oh, right, because it may be too hot for you.
It's a little hot on the beach. It was like 95 degrees today. So It's time to strip. Y'all ready?
Oh, it was 95 over there on your side?
Yeah, it was 95.
Oh, shit. You better put the AC under every roll.
Hell, the AC is on right now. It's blowing it right now as I whirl my cocktail with extra ice to try to make it cool down in this bitch.
Your cocktail look a little milky.
It is. It's Bailey's Irish Cream, boo.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Something special from the beach.
Mm-hmm. The nude beach. Every now and then, you got to have a social drink.
I see.
That you can make it through your function without passing out or stumbling out of the way. So you got to have a social
Fernando, drink. I'm about to get like you, bro. You done did that twice in this camera. I'm about to get like you. You talking my language.
Tank top. Don't stop.
And I really don't want to do this in my work laptop camera, but hell.
Don't stop.
There, Lil.
They don't, like, I don't think they care enough to review it so much to even record nothing because right now, they're so scared of what they do to Black Lives right now.
Mm.
So we on the beach, y'all. We are on the beach. We are nude on the beach.
Mm-hmm. So. Let me tell you what my secret is to the nude beach, Chris.
Oh, tell us what your secret is.
When you go to the nude beach, if you have any bit of shame, you just go on. You go on out there and you look around. You scan for who is nude, and when you see who's nude, you're gonna be like, you know what? I'm fine. I can do this too.
And then you can ask them various aspects of their damn life, and they're gonna tell you every which way they are very happy.
Yeah,
but I got a terry cloth trying to cover myself.
No need.
If that's your spirit, then that's your spirit.
OMGG, y'all, we are, it's another episode, and y'all know we are live nude from the beach, baby. We on the beach tonight. We want to send our wishes out to Lamont. He is still recovering, y'all. We miss Lamont. Keep him in your prayers. We are hoping that he will be back with us soon. He had surgery, and he is recuperating, but he is cooped up in the house, drugged up on morphine, baby.
All right, y'all.
Baby, liquid.
Ooh, get nude.
Thunder.
Get nude, honey. He is living his best life, high as Cuda Brown. High as Cuda Brown. Y'all know what to do, too. Share the podcast. Share us. Share.
Like, share us like your best dream, but don't share us like your worst STD.
Ooh.
Oops. OMG.
I'm silent. Speechless.
Somebody need a penicillin shout out,
isn't it? I know, baby, because that's how we keep the bitch moving. Like sometimes you need a little antibody for some shit just to keep the things going.
Well, on this beach tonight, y'all know Fernando is here on this beach.
How y'all doing? It's kind of warm a bit, but it's cooling off real quick. I mean, I'm watching all the homeless people do a dance outside. I don't know what kind of dance it is, but God knows what they're dancing to.
Are they doing an electric slide?
Shit, it could be an electric slide depending on what drug they on or what kind of prescription they on.
Wobble,
they on.
Wobble,
so
baby,
you
wobble,
get them
baby,
the
wobble.
Fucking money.
Wobble, baby,
but
wobble,
you know baby, what? Wobble, at least they're happy and they space. They ain't bothered nobody for no reason.
Ow. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
Ow. That's what I'm talking
wobble,
about.
Wobble,
yes.
You know, I was jamming to that. Before I got up from
there. Get up there.
Get
up there.
Hey. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Woo. Honey, Darren is in the house with us tonight, honey. And he's got that wine going. Tonight, he's the wine. And I'm cocktailing. So we got this thing mixed up. We did this thing confused. Normally, he got the cocktail.
I'm just trying to be out here on the beach with my wine. If you didn't know my name, Darren, it's Cardi D. Okay, come on, the virus. I ain't staying at the beach long.
Darren is social distancing at the
I'm social distancing with all my ass cheeks.
Why? Because
he's a white woman, honey.
You better be bird watching or something, but leave me alone.
Look, one of my other favorite podcasts would call you a white woman of color.
Oh,
that's so me. Oh my God.
With the spirit of Aretha Franklin.
That is so me because I love a good chicken breast. Right.
In your best Oprah voice.
It would be remiss to not say that Armand is in the house, baby, and hit y'all.
What's cracking, listeners? We in here. We ready for the weekend. I heard they about to open up the city. So we ready.
New beach. We ready.
Something's never closed. Something's never closed. You know who you are.
Because
you know, well, you don't know my life, actually. So
think that most people don't think they don't.
Oh. Whoop. Well, and there you have it. Mm-hmm. So, hope you guys had a wonderful week. I hope you guys are social distancing. I hope you got your ass out there and voted. If you live in an area that voted, it's not an option. It is a requirement, bitches.
Yeah.
It is a requirement.
You can get out to hook up. You can get out to vote.
Because half the time you got out and got some bad dick. So take your ass out there and vote so you'll get some good dick.
And for both reasons, got you out there in the first place. So make one of them voting.
And get your penicillin cheaper this time instead of having to pay that high-ass deductible because that you voted for the wrong bitch.
Exactly, because you were too busy.
Look, we want for you to get to undetectable. So the Republicans ain't here for it. The Democrats are. You only have two choices.
Exactly.
Let's play the game. We want you
because you know what? If you wanna say me too, then you gotta make you go vote so your me too can matter.
All right. We following you, Fernando. We coming with you on it.
Because I was like, if you don't want to be fucked with, like, you don't want to get me too, well, give people another reason to fuck with you by voting.
That's a whole lot of math for me.
Mm-mm. I know.
A whole lot of math.
Like I said today.
Ooh, the carry, the one, the extra one. The
library is wide open. Library is wide open.
Carry the one minus the two, subtract the 35.
I'm telling you, I'm going to read you from the inside
to the second,
out.
To the black power.
Shaba. Power. Ungawa, be the power. Okay. So, let's talk about some things here. And so, in honorable mentions this week, we want to send our prayers and thoughts out to the family of Jazz Waters. Jazz Waters was one of the writers for the hot TV show This Is Us. Mm-hmm. And she passed away at the age of 39.
So early. So very early.
This is really it's really devastating. Yeah. I mean, wow. So the family says the entire This Is Us family was devastated to learn of Jazz Walters' passing. The writer said in a statement on Twitter Wednesday, "In our time together, Jazz left her mark on us and all over the show. She was a brilliant storyteller and a force of nature. We send our deepest sympathies to her loved ones. She was one of us. Rest in peace." And right now, the cause of death has not been determined, but you know, you hoes always trying to find out how somebody died. She just died. That's all you need to know. So send your well wishes and your prayers.
Right, because guess what, y'all? None of y'all don't know nothing about what happened, so stop guessing.
Because, bitch, when you die, we're going to be asking how you died, too, now. Shit.
Right, so get your story straight now, bitch.
Get your story straight.
I'm going to watch the investigation.
Or as Armand said, make sure you're undetectable.
Man, bitch, you know that's never going to happen if you know who you are.
I'm done.
Okay. We want We want you we want you taking your meds. We want you to be well.
Yes, because it's nutritious enough for you to do it. So do it, bitch.
And if you haven't watched This Is Us, it is an amazing show. And
look, y'all gonna kill me. No, I have not seen This Is Us.
Me either. So
I've seen.
How would you kill you?
High five.
I've seen a couple of episodes. I'm not caught up, but what I've seen, I did enjoy.
I just heard it makes you cry, and I am a fan of a nice cry, but at the same time,
make you cry, but
look, I have a lot to cry about. Okay,
get you a good old towel because Kleenex ain't gonna work. Get you a towel.
Wow. Fernando said we don't need no extra over here.
No, bitch, I'm good. I don't cry too much. I'm like, you know what?
I know I watch Hallmark for my little sappy cry scenes.
Like, I'm going to cry some more eventually, but give me some air.
Some air? You want some air?
I want a lot of things, but you can start with that.
Wow. So, you know, it's so sad, and with the climate that we're in right now, it makes it so hard to go out and pay your respects because there's only a limited number of people who can be in the building. So our prayers go out to her family.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
That worked on the show, her friends, her loved ones. You know, God bless and God keep you, and may you.
You know, it's funny if you think about something like that. If you think about how, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and a pandemic is just like another layer on top of life. Like, life still happens, death still occurs. Like, it just seems like the pandemic is just like an adder, like an add-on, you know, like a little extra something on life, because it doesn't seem like anything else really stops. Right? No.
It's just a matter of how we figure out what we did wrong so we can stop doing it so we can have better outcomes and you won't feel as heavy as you do.
Mm. Alita Adams said life keeps moving on.
Life does keep moving on, but sometimes you gotta stop moving long enough to know what part of life you're gonna live.
Yes.
That starts by including everybody, which is back to my message of all Black Lives Matter and not just all Black Lives Matter. So get that into context, ladies and gentlemen. All Black Lives Matter, period. No negotiation.
None.
All of them.
All of them. Even the ones you ain't seen yet, although you can't understand them yet, it ain't up to you to understand because you ain't what? God or anything else above it. So stop trying to and just sit the fuck still and just say, you know what, I'm gonna leave you be just like I don't want people to leave me be, okay? Exactly. You got that in common.
It is. So I was perusing the magazine world today over in the amazing Out magazine, and I saw this handsome specimen. I mean, just caught my eyes. That was leaned back on this car in some beautiful earth tone colors, and y'all know I love me some amazing earth tones. And then that arm was just threw up, and I was just like, oh, yeah, you sexy. Well, that sexy being happened to be this Out rapper called Dames. And so Dames just released his new single, and it is called Higher, which you can find on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Music, all those places where you listen to music. Please go over. He is from Atlanta. And we want A-Town. We want you to go out and support him, not just because he's cute, not just because he's sexy, but you guys go out and support him because it's pride, my bitches. It's pride. Our month. So we listen to his song, and each of the fellas has a take on his music. Now, me being the oldest here, a little older, I'm not really a rap person. So, Dames, I did honestly listen to two.
Who would have thought?
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Right. I listened to two songs, y'all. I listened to two songs and I was like, okay. And what had happened was when I put the song in, I put the wrong song in first. So I listened to some other song that was really nice. I actually enjoyed the song. And then I realized, oh, I'm listening to the wrong song. So now I got to go back and find the right song. So as I was listening to Higher, I was like, okay, I get the vibe. I get the whole thing. I get this little rap piece. I'm like, okay, this is cute. So I will give you you get an up from me. You get a thumbs up from me. I can't promise you that it's a song that's going to be in rotation for me because my life consists of a lot of jazz music and a lot of old school R&B. I'm a Phyllis Hyman diehard. You got to be able to sing to me. Flatfoot sang. If they cut the music off, bitch, you still can sing. That's the kind of music.
I bet he might can sing. He might got some pipes.
You think he got some pipes? Darren over here trying to look studious, so I'm gonna put him in the hot seat right quick. Darren, what did you think of the song?
I personally love the rap. I think Dames has got his stuff really together. It's nice to see a queer Black man who has lived a very difficult and hard life with the loss of one of his closest friends and brothers. To be very vocal about that experience and to put it out there in his raps to edify and build up other queer Black people, queer people, and specifically Black people. For me, I'm all about it. So I just wanted to just tell Dames, if you're out there listening, Dames, I got a little rap for you. You know, I've been practicing my rap, but not this one that I'm going to do. It's all freestyle. You know what I mean,
Dames? Give us some bars, son. Give us some bars.
Hey, yo, Dames, I really like your raps, you know? I be like, here's a Black queer who know how to rap, and I give him three steps, though. I know you feel like we don't know each other and stuff, but I be like, hey, dude, you looking hella buff on that Out magazine. I'm trying to get your magazine, you know what I mean? Just call me up and then hit me mean. Okay, I'm done because I really gotta go. I'm pouring another glass of wine because I'm at the beach, ho.
Yes!
Okay, I got all that.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Beach, yeah.
Give him a deal. Give him a record deal.
Give him a deal. You know what I'm saying? Cardi D.
Cardi D. Okay. Drink some more wine. That's it. Drink up. Drink. So, Armand.
What do you Dames, cute dude, really, really cute dude.
Isn't he just sexy?
He is adorable, and that hair come through. Dames, long hair, single. Don't care.
I got job. I got money.
You better come get him, bro. I gotta say, man, I did not dig it. I'm sorry.
What about it? What?
So what had happened was when I was listening to his flow, it seemed a little wordy. If I have to say so myself, I've been listening to rap all my sad ass life. it's not really sad. It's pretty awesome. But anyway.
Awesome, baby.
I didn't dig it. It just put me there would be certain parts of the song that I was like, oh man, is this Blueface? And I couldn't get with it. I think I lost y'all on Blueface.
I love Blueface, baby.
I knew Darren was right here with me every time.
Okay, who was Blueface?
So that's Tatiana, the dude that made the song Tatiana. When you hear him rap, doesn't it sound
bust down,
like
Tatiana, really bust down, forced Tatiana.
And off tempo?
I want to see you bust down.
Oh,
bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana. Hey. But
really though, yeah. I've heard of that song, but I don't really listen to it. So I'm sorry, I can't. Sorry.
We're gonna have to take you out to the bar so you can talk somewhere where you can hear all the current jams, all the current bops. But anyway, let me be fair. There is a wide variety of rap these days. This has its place. There are certainly, it's not the worst thing I've heard. I did only listen to Higher. I listened to that a couple times, seriously, and just wasn't really enthused to hear more. So that's it.
Okay, Fernando.
Well, whatever.
Right. Now, when we get to a photo album, then I happen to click on a lot of those. So
he's fine. Oh yeah, he's fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, all day.
Look, long hair don't care. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. Yeah. He's just beautiful. Oh, he's a beautiful specimen.
Fernando,
what did you think?
You know, truth be told, he isn't a very physically attractive man, but like I said offline, I would say online, you know, I would do him, but not trying to date him.
Okay. Like, you guys can't see everything right now, but Fernando is straight up in the dark.
In the dark, baby.
Looking all sexy.
No, like, but you know what? If you need me to read a bitch brightly, I will. So, you know, in the spirit of trying to be balanced with this and not trying to be here or there, but I'm just giving my opinion because I told you the library is wide open, okay? So, you know, I listened to the music, I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it ain't my cup of tea, but not everything is my cup of tea, so that's why I don't drink if you got the motherfucking thing, okay? So I think it's, you know, he has a lot to say right now, and I think that's probably why you're probably hearing them rough spots from him. You know, it's just, you can work on it, you can sharpen that shit up. I figure, you know, he's going to try to figure out balance any way he can. And as long as he keeps the right people around him and keep on focusing on what got him there in the first place, and he don't let all that bullshit, you know, rule that, but know that, it's going to take some give and take and some right perspectives, even though he won't like it, but he don't get his shit together. I mean, he already got the body and everything else, so.
He has the story.
I mean, he's put. It looks like he has quite an extensive catalog. So,
yes.
For when it hits you, and you want more, he got more for you.
He's gonna pick the right person to hear that from him.
Okay, so
he's got a story.
Not only is he a rapper, he is a singer, a dancer, and a songwriter.
You're not into this thing.
He is a rising voice in hip hop.
I hear check, 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 check.
And I hear intelligent black young man. Intelligent black young man doing this shit.
Wait. Let's give him his props. He was featured on Billboard.com twice as part of their Billboard Pride playlist for his recent singles, Pull Up and Big Mood. He also performed for Atlanta's Pride Festival as well as Human Rights Campaign Summit in 2019. And most recently, he opened up for original dream girl Jennifer Holliday as part of the 2020 Leadership Conference on Health Disparities and Social Justice. So he is out there doing his part in the community as well. Now, this beautiful specimen was born Damian Denzel Ross Henderson in Jacksonville.
I'm through, Denzel.
Yeah, honey. He discovered his love for music at an early age and began writing songs and performing in front of his family as a child. After relocating with his family to Atlanta, Georgia, when he was six, he began to explore his artistry as he experienced his adolescent years into early adulthood, going through an unfortunate series of events such as the divorce of his parents and the horrific murder of his brother at the tender age of 17. So Google justice for Ryan Henderson. Not only that, he went to college, children. He went to college. He's educated. He got some edumacation. So y'all can find him.
Look, Chris has officially pitched a tent over there.
He sure did. Like,
got a boner.
He shocked him to go to school.
We're supporting him. We're putting our support behind this young man.
We are behind you when we can. any way we can. But
oh Jesus Lord, we're supporting this young black man because he's doing something for our community.
Yes, he is.
I think it's amazing that we've got a young black man out here who is out number one because so yes. many of us were terrified to come out.
Terrified
for whatever reason. I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to deal with that story that people want to put on us. We are fine to be out black men. But on top of that, he's had to suffer violence in his family with the death of his brother.
Yeah.
And not stop at that violence to say, I'm going to speak out about it. I'm going to talk about it directly with a whole group of people who right. are powerful. And then he goes and gets his education. And I'm like, man, I like this dude.
I like him too.
I also think it's awesome.
Ah, see, I knew you had it in you.
I still didn't dig that song.
So y'all go out. Like oh, the shade is real.
I know.
You need y'all to smoke a joint and listen.
Support, yes. Smoke your joint. Support his music. Go on over there to Amazon, iTunes, Google, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to your music at, and make sure you cop a feel on his joint. Pull up, baby, and his mood. Cop a feel.
Mm-hmm. Ah! No, ma'am, I'm Christian. I'm Christian.
We feel the spirit.
Woo! Oh, Dan, today you're an angel. Today.
I'm Christian. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been Christian my whole life, Lord Amen. Jesus.
I'm both, and I should show you my ass and give you some good dick, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay. And make you feel a new spirit.
Not ooh, Shandala Balasivica.
You know, think about today, tomorrow, and maybe in your future.
No, I can't.
I can't with you. So, also, there was a great show that came out, and you guys can catch it on Hulu. It's called Miss America.
Yay! I love Miss America.
Miss America basically tells the story of the movement to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA, and the unexpected backlash led by a conservative woman named Phyllis. Y'all know I jack your names up. Shapley.
Yes.
AKA the sweetheart of the silent majority. Yes. So I wanted to see this because I thought this would be an amazing show. And I got caught up watching so much other shit and reading the books that I'm reading. But our own resident, Fernando, got to see it. So he is going to fill you guys in because I'm going to go back to Hulu and watch this. This is something that you guys need to check out.
When does it hit? When does it fully hit Hulu?
I want to say it's there now.
Actually, it's on FX. So if
okay.
On Hulu now.
Yes, yeah, on Hulu. So anything that you got FX on, then that's where it's at.
Okay.
It's still there. It dropped April 15th, 2020, and the final episode date was May 27th, 2020. So mm-hmm. Fernando, fill us in. Tell us about the show.
Well, the show, as Chris just said, is like it's about the largest woman movement of a particular time period, of the time period. And it hasn't been anything like it since. So it made a very pivotal point in a couple decades, and for all the right reasons why it was brought together, for all the wrong reasons. And all the right reasons why it broke, it didn't work. But and it's unfortunate. But women have never lost their fight. They will fight because it is what's right every day of the week. So let's not fight, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, in spirit of one of the people I want to highlight is Shirley Chisholm, and she was a great American politician, educator.
Yes.
So read her books. Unbought, Unbossed, The Good Fight. Her books are really, really life changing. And so I encourage you, when you have the time, read it. And as you guys know, she was one of the first Black women who actually ran for president.
Yeah, I was waiting. So yes.
History, know that in your history, Black people, Black women especially, that this woman in time made a very, very risky move in her life and her career time period she was in to do something.
And she was a good fucking candidate, too.
She was a great candidate.
It wasn't like it was some old Herman Cain mess. Like, she was a good candidate.
And the thing is, if you watch the show, you watch how every which way she can turn, they tried to break her. And they eventually broke her in a way that she was like, you know what? Y'all can have it. Y'all can just have it. And because I need my peace. And
yes,
and I think that for her own survival, for herself, she was like, you know what, I'm gonna let this stuff, let some stuff go. And she, I think she did. By watching the show, that's what I got from it. And I think that was probably the most courageous thing ever, to watch her just try so hard to move the needle, you know, in a place where men didn't want to let anything fucking move.
Wow. Now, if you don't know who Shirley Chisholm is, get your dumb asses on. Oops.
Can I say that?
Get your asses on over to Google.
No, you said it first.
You told the truth for a moment.
Yeah, you said it first and said it right. If you don't know better and you don't know your history right, then you are inherently a dumb ass. Now, how do you change that? Learn something and you be less of a dumb ass.
Reading is fundamental. Y'all get over
it. It's really fun. Especially when you don't know no better and somebody gets to read you, so don't do it.
Look back in some of your history books. Look back in the early issues of Ebony. She graced the pages. She was on a lot of magazine covers, and she was fighting. So this is, I'll say this. A close representative or a close twin to her would be Maxine Waters for today.
Yes.
Those of you that don't understand.
But I think Shirley Chisholm was much more.
Oh, she did much more. She did much more. I'm just saying.
Chisholm's like a she's like a.
She was a lightning rod for her time.
She's like a Susan Rice. She's like a. I mean, she's like a Condoleezza. You know, like she was awesome. She she was great.
They all took some big ass risks.
Yeah, and she didn't take no shit either.
Mm-mm, for nobody. For what reason? Why?
And well, so while you're sitting there, y'all, we on lockdown. We are on lockdown. Get your ass
out. Won't let us out.
Get out there and get a damn book. There are several books written about her. You can go on over to barnesandnoble.com. You can go on over to The Nook. You can go on over to, what's the other thing that people,
audiobooks?
Amazon has.
Oh, Audible.
Audible too. I forgot about Audible.
Yeah, a bitch falls into Audible on several days throughout the week. A bitch just falls in.
Started watching TV shows.
Mm-hmm. I can recommend. Oh no, we're not sponsored, so we don't do no recommendations, right? Okay.
But you know what? we can get them little shout outs and ask them to.
Y'all know what to type into your machines. Okay, y'all got it.
But if you get the right people here, they may pay attention and start sponsoring us. So,
yeah. Look, our doors are available if you would like to if you would like to become a sponsor here.
I would love you to be a sponsor. Anybody who wants to hear our voice keep being played over and over again for every which region.
Look, we need to put the video on OnlyFans.
Ooh, you is thinking all night, all day. And Chris was like, so excited to hear this. Because he's like,
OnlyFans. I ain't having it.
Hey, look, Beyonce told us.
But you know what?
Let's start our OnlyFans.
You know what? It will bring
what are we waiting on?
It will bring the kids in, though.
Beyonce told us to go and start our OnlyFans. What are we waiting on?
You know what? You're not lying.
It's OnlyFans.
Reach them where you can reach them. And if we can reach them in the best part of their night, hell, they'll start listening to us more.
Okay, well, y'all going on the OnlyFans. I ain't going.
They got to pay for it.
Because I ain't y'all cup of tea. Because I'm still single.
Not true. I'm looking at Chris and I'm like, he's our cup of tea.
They get the audio for free, but they can pay now to pay for the video.
Christopher, you are a light-skinned man with red hair. Like, you're like a piece of gold to these girls. Do not even.
Yes.
My inbox is empty, baby. I only get the trolls from YouTube after my video. Lord,
he's a thick tan Howard, y'all.
My inbox is empty. Don't let these folks fool you, honey, because I ain't got no stream of dates.
Let us count the emails tomorrow, sir.
I ain't like Darren. I ain't got a husband. I ain't laying up with triceps and biceps.
You don't need no husband to be happy? Hell, you don't want one.
Exactly.
I am happy with my bottle and Jesus alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hallelujah.
His husband name today is Bailey's.
Yes,
baby. I keep a bottle close. I keep it real close in case of emergency break here.
Right.
Yes. So, you know, so y'all check that out. There are plenty of books about Shirley Chisholm. Y'all get out. Please do some reading. I'm reading the what is this book called, child? I'm reading a book right now, and it's 532 pages long, and I am trying to make it through this book, because reading is fundamental and you really need to know what's going on. I'm reading a book called The Black Cabinet. It's the untold story of the African Americans and politics during the age of Roosevelt. So y'all get out. There's some other books out there. The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander is out. Now I'm all about the LGBT.
I recommend.
Oh, what you got to recommend?
I say I recommend The New Negro. Look it up. It's a hell of a read. It's
The New Negro. Who's that by?
Negro. It's a book about Elaine Locke, who is a
familiar.
Yeah, Elaine Locke. He's supposed to be billed as the father of the Harlem Renaissance.
And I would require folks to read, especially in this time right now, how to be an anti-racist. Because I'm tired of people being like, I'm not racist and I got this and I don't do this, and it's not that I'm racist, or they're not even thinking about it. Right now we need people who are about being anti-racist. So you may as well
on Barnes & Noble right now. That book is on, when you turn on Barnes & Noble, that's the first book that comes up.
So Ibram Kendi. Ibram Kendi. I read that book. And Ibram, if you're listening to this podcast, you need to come on to the show. We will pay you $0.00, but you need to come on over to here to this show, because you got a message that people need to hear.
And who's that
message?
Ibram Kendi.
Ibram Kendi. Send me the information on him and I will inbox him and see if he would be interested in coming on the show. So, you know, we all down. If you want to come on the show, if you think you can handle the fellas, you come on over.
At the nude beach, though. Hey.
At the nude beach, maybe, because we at the nude beach right now. Get it.
We at the nude beach.
Get it, get it. Ow! Ow! Twerk, baby! Twerk, twerk!
Subscribe to the OnlyFans and you can see it all. Fernando gives, bitch. He gives.
And that body is snatched, baby. That body is snatched.
And then I'll keep reading you until it feels right for all the wrong reasons, but it'll still feel right again. And by the time you look yourself in the mirror, you'll be like, damn, he was still right. And I'm mad
about it. There's some other great books out there too. So just want to drop this in y'all. It's some nuggets. George M. Johnson, if you follow him on Twitter, his book is out. And from what I hear, Gabrielle Union is possibly thinking about making this into a series. The books is called All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson. Make sure you check that out. And Rashid Darren has a book out called Time.
Oh, you said Rashid Darren. Time, what you say?
Rashid Darden. I just finished How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones. Amazing book. Check that out. You will love that.
Yeah, I've got that one on audiobook.
You got that one on audio? It's a really good book. Really good book. I follow him on Twitter. And Darnell L. Moore with his sexy self has a book out called No Ashes in the Fire, Coming of an Age, Black and Free in America. So y'all
over there reading during quarantine, huh? When I could come over for a bedtime story.
Come on over for a bedtime. Well, wait, you can't come over yet because SleepBot number won't send me my goddamn bed, and on the damn twig and air mattress right now.
No.
You shipping companies can't count.
No, you still living like Trey?
Wow.
Oh.
So y'all at home, I bought a mattress. In my grown up life, I decided
you don't really live like Trey, y'all.
That I was time. It was finally time to go out and get a real mattress instead of
an adult Trey mattress.
So I got me a bougie Sleep by Number bed, baby.
Yep. Basically, a bougie blow up.
Well, I'm curious. What does the Sleep by Number, does it do something like, what happens when you fucking on a Sleep by Number bed? Like, do the numbers do the numbers like change to accommodate the stroke, or like what?
That's what they very well could, maybe. But you may not want to do that if you want to maintain rhythm.
Yeah, it's supposed to accommodate you. And so I bought the bed while these dirty hoes over here, mine's is in the gutter. I bought the bed because a bitch is old and you know my back needs a little bit more support than these other mattresses give out.
Of course you need more support when you throw the legs in the air. Of course you need the support. Of course.
She's just starting this for the legs.
You're not telling us anything different. We know you need the support when you throw them legs back. We know.
As the older one on this podcast, as I keep saying, I'm older persuasion. I have to make sure my back is supported. But no,
that's right. When you arch it.
So one of those things that caught my eye about Sleep by Number is that the fact I'm always hot at nighttime. So I never close my window in my house. My window is always open 24 hours, 365 days. And I blow the fan in my room because I don't like to be hot. Well, Sleep by Number has a coolant system in the mattress.
No way.
Yeah, so it blows
cool. So like ventilated seats in your car, the Sleep by Number works like that.
Yes. Yes. And so I don't
that's like what I appreciate.
Yes. It was worth every dime. I don't like to
maintain temperature while fucking.
Oh Lord.
Come through.
Bitch, you know how good.
No, you know who was selling them beds, right? You know who had a commercial for those beds. What's his name? Dax Shepard. He was on the. Dax Shepard was on. He's the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. He had a Sleep by Number commercial. Oh, when you see it, you're gonna be like, "Ooh, shit." Damn, he's problematic though. Like I heard somewhere he sometimes don't think he. Sometimes he forgets he's black or some shit like that. I don't know.
Can't do it because I'm going to have to remind your ass over and over.
But he's fine though.
I'm fine. You fucking off. If you forget your blackness, bitch.
Yeah, you can let it slide for like an hour.
No, I can't.
How you know that? Because I got a white boy coming up. So
no.
Ooh.
Nope. I won't let you forget it.
Nope. Oh no, that's the wrong. Not Dax Shepard. Dax. Put in Dax for Dax and Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, because I see a white boy.
It's not. Yeah, Dax Shepard is. He's a comedian.
It's D-A-K.
He's a variant of Brown. Oop. Close enough.
Like you're Darren.
Right? I told you, look, are you looking at the commercial though? Cause when he lay down in that bed, I'm just like, slide over, bro.
Oh.
You know what though?
Let me find said commercial.
We are not sponsored by Sleep Number.
They can sponsor us because that's a good idea, isn't it? Like how about that's a good feature. If it has an air conditioner on that bitch, you can maintain core temperature so you can fuck longer, or you won't be as tired after fucking, and you can sleep just right on a Sleep Number when it's cooled right or heated right, whatever you prefer. Come on, Sleep Number.
It got heat in it too.
It can.
I don't know that part.
Yes, it sure can if you got the money for it. It's going to run you about $7,000, but you can get whatever you want to in a Sleep Number. By the time you finish paying for it, you won't be able to pay for nothing else.
That's a hell of a mattress. Goddamn, it's $7,000.
By the time you finish doing that, you damn for sure want to fuck on it.
Okay, so I'm feeling some kind of way because I just looked at the commercial and it says feature him, and I don't see him. But baby.
Oh, well, hey.
I see him right here. Oh. Dak Prescott.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, Dak Shepard, Dak Prescott, this shit sound the same.
Yeah, okay.
Don't smoke no more weed.
I mean, but it just sound the same. It's just very, it all sounds white. So.
You're not going to say it all sound white. I came with you.
It depends on his varying behavior. And if this varying behavior keeps acting out of his own color, then that's a problem.
Okay, so I think I found the commercial.
Again, I got too much shit to do to keep reminding you of some shit you can do.
Look when he get in that bed and pull that sheet over. I'm like, bitch.
Nah, because again, in that one moment that you're going to forget that you black.
No, I don't. But I'm just saying, Fernando, I just want an hour. That's it.
Well, you know what? The only way I can get that is if he shuts the fuck up, never talks, and...
I think that's generally how the hour goes, right?
Yeah. That's all I got time for, bitch, because that's like I told my clients, bitch, anything more than that, you're going to pay more.
Okay, so... I'm in love with him getting up out this bucket of ice. Y'all, yeah. We may have to put that commercial on up on the page so y'all can see.
It's juicy, right? It's juicy.
He's a nice thickum, honey. You know?
I know, he all juicing her and all up in the thighs.
Just saying, when he lay down in that bed, I'm like, bro. Like,
if he don't talk, like, maybe I can get with it.
Ain't yeah, they was mad at him for having... a party that was not social distancing appropriate.
He don't care.
Well, that thing is sexy, honey.
I need a
sexy, but see, he doing stupid shit like we all do. It's just his stupid shit.
His number is a 92. I'm gonna have to try my bed when it gets here to 92 and see what a 92 will do for me.
Hey, how well did 92 do you?
How well would you do me, baby? Do me.
How did 92 do you?
Do me.
What's
you doing 92?
What's the number? Like when you, the higher you go, the more, the softer or the firmer? What's it mean?
The bed adjusts for softness and it adjusts for firmness. And you can use your phone. You also use your remote. And it records your sleeping habits and stuff like that. So the bed will find the right number to help you basically get a good night's sleep.
Oh, so you're going to sleep on it for like a week and then it's going to tell you like, so bitch, you
love it. Back.
So
some women and some men and a lot of gay men love it.
We were in Fresno for the AME conference and the Radisson that we stayed at had to sleep by number. And I
said, a Radisson?
Yes.
look how shocked you look. Shady.
Yes.
We're not getting them as a sponsor.
It was a high-end Radisson, and they
Radisson.
Sleep by number beds. And
you have blown my mind. I mean, I like a Weston heavily bed, and, you know, my God. All right.
And I rolled them numbers till I found my good number.
What was your number?
I don't remember what it was then because it's been a while. But I mean, I enjoyed the sleep. I really did. And I was like, okay, you know, as you get older, you want to have a bed that has support and supports your back, especially those of us who have driven the bus for 33 years. You know, you got to work on your back so you can arch it. Arch, work.
Y'all see that big ass booty you got? Your
support your bus drivers to arch their back.
He got a good old wine barrel back there.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
Bus drivers have a break in the day.
New Beach, we'll pick you up in the bus.
You should see that bus.
So that was my inspiration to get the bed, and you know, while we've been on quarantine. I'm like, child, if I'm gonna be stuck in the house, I might as well go and order me a real bed and enjoy this bed and live my best life in this bed with me and my stuffed animals. Because ain't nobody else in it with me and my stuffed animal. And G.I. Joe is on the top of the bed right now. He holding it down.
Ooh, he got his little Folsom gun. Street Fair.
Right.
He got his little so gun. So in
that.
Case somebody come in and try to act a fool, he got him. You know, G.I. Joe.
Right. I was so looking forward to getting butt naked in Folsom.
Oh, it got canceled? Oh, my God.
Everything got canceled. You know Folsom got canceled, baby. You know how lack of a social distancing is that?
It's impossible.
Like in a whole entire area of predominantly gay men who all see holes they want to put stuff into. One form of another.
All right, you're not lying. There are no lies in what you just said.
It's not going to happen for all that reason.
They be in your inbox.
Shit, bro.
They be in your inbox. Child, while we doing the show, they be in the inbox. So
You better get them.
It's really hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. So in it's other so news, hot. Y'all know I always say this, I will jack your goddamn name up, so I am notorious for that. And this nigga, in all the senses of the word, I am not trying to learn how to say your name. NASCAR's Ray Ciccarelli said that he is quitting over the Confederate flag ban. And if you guys know, on today, courtesy of and kudos to Bubba Wallace, this NASCAR decided that they are going to stop using the Confederate flag, and that people are no longer allowed to bring the flag.
You know, it sounds like NASCAR. Don't bring the fag. You know, it sounds like them. Apparently they're changing.
So they're in this process of changing. You know, you guys know we're in a serious climate. So they're saying that, oh Lord, they're saying that you cannot, I can't get to words. What is going on?
Too much Mr. Bailey's over there, goddamn.
I need to keep drinking till it gets right. I'm gonna keep drinking till it gets right. I need to fill the glass some more.
Look, I finally joined y'all this week.
Try that. So the flag is no longer acceptable at NASCAR. And so this Ray Sissa, whatever your damn name is, has come out and said that this will be his last season with NASCAR. And let me tell y'all something. The only thing that I can say to you, goodbye, racist. Drops mic, walks away.
Look, don't let the dough hit you with a good Lord split you, bro.
Or a fucking really fast car that will run your motherfucking Confederate ass all the way over, and then bitch, wave your flag then.
We good. I know you used to turn and left, but we gonna need you to go right out that door, bro. Wow. We good.
And take the flag with you.
But bitch, Armand says something when we were going over. Bro,
you brought it up again. Like, how a loser gonna quit a sport he ain't never won a game at? You ain't never won a race, bro. How you quit?
L. Loser.
You ain't won nothing.
Oh, shit.
You know? And guess how old the dude is? The dude is fucking 50 years old talking about he racing cars.
So he
got you just go out there and lose. And that's it. Like, what? You know, it ain't like you compete. You always lose, bro.
That's probably as best as he can do, is just lose.
You know, he just, and whatever sponsors he got, like what are y'all paying for? Like, dude never wins. Like, what?
Philip, they're paying you for all the ironic reasons why they don't pay black people.
No.
So the closest he's ever come.
10th place. Right. It's 10th place to generous. What the NASCAR prize is for 10th place?
Well, no. He ain't even come to 10th place at NASCAR. I think he did. Yeah, 10th place.
He got 10th place, and you know what?
I called it. I didn't even know that, and I called it.
Yeah.
You know what happened in 10th place?
You know why I said 10th place? Because it's 10 cars.
I'm dead.
I don't
I don't know how many.
He don't even drive the cars. He drives the NAS trucks, the NASCAR. Like, bro, you know who I blame for this? I blame the person that wrote the stories. When this came across the news wire, who picked that up off the facsimile?
In context, if you think about it, like, he didn't quit, he just gave up.
Okay, so I'm
ready. He took the hint. He took them up, like, brother saying, you a spectator, you never win.
I'm so confused. Damn. I thought NASCAR was race cars. I have learned today that
They got a little, you know, they got extra ones. They got other ones that people don't give a fuck about.
He is currently part-time in the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. I have never heard of this.
Like, who can even say that? Look, that's so many words.
What does that mean?
No one knows. Who even knows what that's
trailer park? It's a trailer park.
What the fuck?
It doesn't mean.
You know what? I just thought of something. What Ray just did. Ray actually did something first.
Opioids.
He quit before everybody else had to quit.
It's a trailer park.
The rides, because ain't gonna be nobody to watch the damn race because they all working from home.
Oh my god. I really have never even heard. I did not know that there was another
park. Yeah, bro. He does the one that no one gives a shit about.
Yep. Like the one who lost the most left first. Oh, Jesus. He's an early divester.
He pulled out too soon.
He got one thing right.
He pulled out too soon.
But I mean, we're not shocked by any of his pulling out too soon. I mean, it's NASCAR. Regardless of if it's in the trailer park making some opioids or methamphetamine,
it's still NASCAR.
And these people are over here doing jack shit, taking people's money, doing jack shit except trying to die. So, of course, I'll quit. I'll be like, oh my God, any excuse I can find. Well, the left tire looks a little bit like it's balding, and the right tire looks completely whole. Put me in that car, no ma'am. I quit. So if his excuse is a Confederate flag, you know what? More power to him. I'm glad that you're
like, there. That's what you want to go with. That's why you quit, because of the flag.
Especially right now. And NASCAR, the fact that you had a Confederate flag this long, and the fact that you ain't trying to hear our voices in your little race car tracks and trailer trash shit, go and suck a dick. During Pride Month, because that's ours.
Think about this little tidbit in your life. Think about how long it's been since you've been seeing that flag, and it took you this long to actually say something, do something about it.
So the sad part is, this is probably the most news he's ever received.
He's the first one to do the right thing by leaving. That's why everybody talks about him. See?
He finally made it on CNN. Good for you.
He made it somewhere. Shit, he might.
He made it
with us.
He didn't make it on CNN. Ain't this? I found this on TMZ. So he's still barrel. He's still a B-list artist.
All right, I see. I understand now. I blame them because they seem to want to cover everything.
But you know what?
Motherfuckers over there thirsty as fuck.
But you know what? Think about this. TMZ is the last person you want to look at, but they're always the first one to know about every damn thing.
True. They knew about Michael.
Mm-hmm. So, shit. They digging all everybody's gutter to find something. Apparently, he was closer to the gutter than he thought.
Oh, my God. Dear Michael. Yes.
Dear Michael.
What are we talking about?
Dear Michael. Michael who? Okay. So
there's only one Michael.
There's only one, baby. So whoever you are, Mr. Ray, Your services are no longer needed.
He looked like his name is Mr.
Look,
Ray.
Baby, look.
He looked like that's what people call him, Mr. Ray.
Yes.
Opioid crisis.
Guess what, Ray? The best thing you got going for you is you're white. The worst thing you got going for you right now is you're white. Damn, you still fucked. And that still make you last.
Let's see, let's see if y'all know this next story. Can y'all guess at home what we talking about? I want y'all to guess. I am inspired by Black culture. I have benefited off of Black culture. My style, how I sing, dance, perform, and my fashion have all been influenced and inspired by Black culture. I am committed to using my platform from this day forward to learn, to speak up against racial injustice and systematic oppression, and to identify ways to be a part of much needed change. Mm. That sounds like somebody was caught up in their mamas. Was it the alcohol?
Mm-mm.
Was the drink? The drink got too good and got them confessing they soul, or was they over there at the altar? I've sinned, Father, forgive me for my sins.
Who said that?
Yeah. Somebody stuck a pen in their bubble. Goddamn it!
Was it Donald?
Who
Donald?
So for those of you that are at home, these are the words out of the mouth of your pop culture icon, Justin Bieber.
That little bitch.
The Biebs.
Damn. He can't do nothing right for you.
The Biebs said, I stole it. I stole it all.
Oh, Jesus. Borrowed.
The Biebs said, I've been doing it since baby, baby, baby. Oh, snatching from Black.
He was inspired. He stopped borrowing, then borrowing start for like stealing to like, what the fuck just happened? Now he just feel all kind of guilty after he met his wife. Now he doing all kind of repentant shit.
But not that guilty. If he was really guilty, the house, the home, all the cars, all the money, everything that you have would be given up. Because guess what? If I felt that convicted by whatever higher power that I believe in, a Justin Bieber believes in a higher power. He says he believes in a higher power. He would give it all up to be like, this was never mine, because it was on the backs, the knees, the breaking of Black bodies and Black art that I decided to have this in. And he was like, well, I'll just marry a white girl. It's cool.
Well, look, you go with what you know.
So he and his wife, Haley Baldwin, joined CNN's Angela Rye for a Facebook Live conversation last week, in which he said he'd been feeling shame following the deaths of George.
He said this shit to Angela Rye?
Yeah.
Angela Rye crazy. She'll
He said, why did it take these men being killed for me to almost take a blanket over my eyes? Why now? He said, I do feel bad when it comes to that. So what do y'all take?
I take that he's still going back home living like he did all the times he was stealing from Black culture when there were more Black people that were being murdered by police and in our streets from since he was 12 years old, and he's still going back to his homes and being like, I still got all this money and this is a publicity stunt. I'm done.
Darren said, Justin trying to get out in front of it, goddamn it.
What you think, Armand?
I don't know, you know, my boy at home with Lyme disease, so, you know, I ain't never been a huge fan of Justin, but you know, I mean, I feel like him and his wife going through a lot of the same shit that a lot of white folks going through. They hold perceptions and like and constructs and just they little bubbles. All that shit is just imploding on them. Like they starting to see like, you know, some of the shit that like is perpetuated by them. Like what your silent
you know, your silent and passive aggressive approach to to this problem that America's been having for forever, it don't really work no more because it's never been that way, you know.
And but, stop flying your Confederate flag. I mean, be like other NASCAR representatives and just quit.
And just stop.
Just stop the shit. Don't come over here and try to get extra publicity because you still want to continue it on. Because guess what? In three other releases of your albums, Justin Bieber, you're going to sing another song that you really got from a black artist and ain't got no credit for it. I'm like, just quit. Just drive. Just drive fast.
Drive fast.
Fernando, you're going to have to come through one day.
I know.
You're going to have to come through and do that handoff over here. Anyway, but yeah, I really think that, I think that him and his wife just had that bubbles burst. Like, you know, they seeing that black paid them. And I hope he understand that the black that he did or the black that he stole oftentimes don't get other black people paid like it got him paid.
Ding, ding, ding. Pass the opioid to the NASCAR racers.
Oh, shit. I hope he understands that. I really do.
Fernando, he doesn't. He doesn't because he's deciding to do this now.
Fernando,
because he could have did it long before.
But see, that's the question. That's the question you got to ask folks these days. You got to ask folks like, so you've seen this happening over and over and over. What about this? What about, and I've been asking folks, like, so what about this one?
Well, I scared Massa because we're going to get new Massa in town, and I believe it's going to be black. I got to get my shit in line and at least pretend to be like, I don't want M-I-S-T-R, Mister. People are scared of us right now, and we got to change this moment into an actual full-on movement. It's got to last until the day that our children, grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren leave this earth. Mm-hmm. So if they're scared,
I saw Oprah's kind of two-part series on, like, you know, I don't know where do we go, or it's, you know, it's out there. I think it's very good. It has some good people on it. But they were just saying, like, you know, the work isn't a one-shot deal. So, Justin, I really hope that you are, you know, I hope you are exploring this. You have the resources to really get the full lesson. You know, you need to really jump on the Central Park Five. You need to get into that. You can read The New Negro. You can read about Shirley Chisholm. Like, you know, get the full perspective of what America is so that you can do that work. Like, America's still lovable, but you do yourself a disservice not to know the whole history. And unless him and his little wife done went to Canada, all right, bro, you got to understand what this shit is about.
Mm-hmm. And stop dancing in your music videos. And I got that yummy, 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 yummy. You can't dance because you was trying to appropriate some dances and don't do that.
Go to the corner. Time out. Go to the corner.
I'm going. Bye.
Fernando, you sitting quiet. Come on. I know you got some thoughts. I know you do.
In the spirit of having the library open. I'm going to try to be as diplomatic as possible while saying this. In the words of Ayala Van Zandt, you can't change what happened, but you can determine what happens next. But part of doing that is having a great understanding of what happened so you know exactly what to do, what happens next, Justin. So, or like your song says, your intentions. So I can't fault you for what you didn't know, because since I don't know what the fuck you didn't know. So I'm not gonna fucking fault you for it. But now that you know a level of something that you know, now everything therefore, I will read you as intensely as your ancestors read us when they shackled us, brought us across on a motherfucking boat, and took everything that we own, just like you sampled from us, and every moment, and every decade, and every hour, every day that you ever lived in your life. So have great perspective around your intentions, whatever you do next, because now that you have put yourself in the spotlight and think that you have to go on every and think that we, you know, that by having this version of "I'm sorry," you know, go on. Are you seeing that I'm using your own lyrics against you? Because half of us wrote it. So therefore, the spirit of that, by your Angela Rye, hashtag Angela, you better check how deep is your blackness while you're trying to be so black all the time. And what you're not telling us is what? Think about that. So, in the spirit of keep reading, as I go along, Justin, if you still need to feel guilty ever again about your whiteness, then go back and remember this moment, and you remember that it's not about you, and it's not about how you feel about it. It's about what you're doing that affects us and how it makes us feel. Because at the end of the day, you made a whole lot of money on our backs, intended or unintended. I don't give a shit at this point. But this there forward, everything else you do, you better make sure that as fluent as you can be in black people's face and in their mouths, taking it out, then make sure that you have a great understanding on what parts of that come from us so that way you compensate us appropriately. So as you get your story straight with your white wife, hi Haley, I would really, really hope that this message gets to you in the way it should be. And you know that we watching now. Bye.
Oh, they in the inbox, bro.
I don't know, they in the inbox and trying to.
What is that? That's not Justin Bieber.
No, that honey, no, that was not Bieber.
I saw a picture and I know for a start that wasn't. Is that Haley?
That's her spirit.
So y'all know
it's coming to a close.
The funny part is that. Well, that's not the funny part. I want to say maybe a little bit over a year ago, what's this fool's name? Sam Smith.
Oh, Sam.
Do we?
Sam Smith.
You like fat Sam or skinny Sam?
I like all of them.
Sam Smith made this statement about he didn't like Michael Jackson's music.
Oh, child.
And
damn.
They were listening out on the boat, on the yacht. And they were jamming their life away. And you made the unmistakable mistake of saying that. And your little boy from American Idol recorded it. And it got loose. And our own sister
Soul. Thou art.
Our own sister Soul herself, who has been in the industry for decades and is still in the industry for decades and holding it down, Stephanie Mills, did not receive that well. And she went in to this wonderful assassination of his character.
Oh.
And by the time
she got through,
she had read him from front, upside down, sideways, back around. She sang it back and up and down. She took him home. She took him to, he said he needed a man. She said, well, I need the comfort of a man. She took him there, baby. And I just don't understand how it is that so many white artists do not understand everything that you are doing is based on what you see us do. Don't want us.
Where's our check?
Right. You don't want blacks. You don't want blacks to do this. You don't want that. But you want our culture.
And you always tell us what you want from us.
Always.
Ass bitch. Nope.
And that y'all know. So that y'all know this is a little rash, a little coarse. But there was a meme out right now while they're doing all of this protesting and all of this, and there was this meme out, honey, and I didn't share it because it was just a little too much for me to share. But the meme had the white woman holding a dildo, and the black man saying, they want our dick, but they don't want our blackness. They don't want something that's our inches or something.
Yeah. Like
that. Oh my God, when are we going to get to a point And I don't know, why would you want to sound like somebody else? Why would you not want to have your own voice in a music genre where you don't sound like anybody else, where you stand out and you're in a lane by yourself? Because isn't that the point of being an artist, so that you can have your own identity? So that you can be who you are, who you've created yourself to be, not a broken down image of somebody else? Isn't that what
you're saying? But you know, it's formulaic now. That's the formula. That's what the big music machine does, is it you know, something works, they want to replicate it. You know, so why not be, you know, a spinoff of what's the group, Lil Ricky? Not Lil Ricky, but what's it called?
Lil Ricky.
Pretty Ricky. You know, why not be a spinoff of that? I don't even know when they started, but you know, why not be a ripoff of, you know, Tevin Campbell? You know, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, why not? You know, why not? But you know what? You know what it was though? They really ran the Usher. They put him in an Usher template because that was his mentor.
Yes, yes. That's exactly who I say Justin Bieber was right. Allegedly supposed to look like is yeah. Usher. Yes, but unfortunately, you could not do all that Usher could do, and at that time, Usher was wholesome. He was a good'un.
He didn't need that penicillin.
Mm-mm. Back then.
Oh my God. Get out that boy's bed. Get out that boy's bed.
Hey, he put it out that shit.
I don't think that he's doing those things that need penicillin in the bed. I think he's doing them other places. But that's right. Another story for another day.
Sure, he got his bed so far out there. I can't go catch something.
Oh my God. I can't.
Don't call on God right now.
Right. I was like, shoot, you calling on God because you know that thing, right?
Well, I call hasta luego.
Funny, right?
Luego. Luego. So for those of you that are sitting at home, don't think that we are harsh or critical. But in this day and age, if you're going to be an artist, it really is about being who you set out to be. Because when you were sitting in your room dreaming about being an artist and you were writing these songs, I'm sure you had a vision. You had some daydreams of what it was going to be like and how your storyline was going to be portrayed. Don't let somebody else write your story. Don't let somebody else write your play, because at the end of the day, you are the screenwriter of your own life. Mm-hmm. Nobody can write your story better than you.
But you know what? You got to navigate through all that bullshit, yo, because you know what you're navigating inside of? Two parts of something that either you are part of or you're not. And usually most of us ain't, but since you are, you're fighting against men and white men. And both parts of that feel conflicted about how they feel about your gay ass. So you may want to tread lightly
before
you come for anybody. We're part of that petty ass spirit that you be having sometimes, because I saw it in your video. I'm saying you keep on slipping your goddamn heels and bust your damn face. That you built most of the black people that you was inspired by, while you cop trying to get some shade to somebody, bitch. I was like, black folks can give way better shade to you and put you in the fucking dark if we want to. So shut the fuck up right now. Press pause on that bitch and sing.
Pause.
That's right. That part.
And we all paused for the cause on that one.
Yep.
I don't know. Darren?
What's there?
Darren, you got any thoughts? You're looking perplexed over there. You're looking perplexed.
I think forklempt is the right word, not perplexed.
Is that what happens in your clutch?
It's a little different. My clutch is right below the speaker. America, if you can just reach below your speaker and you'll touch my hot spot.
That means so nice. You can talk to his ass and kiss it at the same time.
It's amazing, America. And here I am, and this is my new voice. Because you know I love a new voice. Okay. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. And let me transition to where the hell are we right now in this country?
We're in a
bad. Where are we? I mean, this. I've had weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of conversations that I just really feel are necessary to have, but at the same time, it's been a lifetime of having these conversations, and it kind of feels like, good Lord, why are we always the ones that have to host these conversations? Can other people step up and do the work that's necessary to be able to engage in these kinds of serious conversations? Why is it always got to be people of color, specifically Black people, who have to engage in this type of thing? So I'm trying to figure out where my peace comes from, where I can go out into my garden, where I can pick some marijuana leaves, roll them up and smoke them just a little bit. And I'm trying to figure out Damian Denzel Ross Henderson. What's most of we with me? I mean.
Callbacks.
We got callbacks coming out. Maybe what's most of we with us?
Come
back. I can't.
Come through. I bet he roll up a mean blunt.
I can roll it too if you can. It's in the garden.
He should bring what's it? Fly Young Red with him that when he come.
Amon is my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Shit. I love
he delivers her lines like nobody else. Yeah. And y'all can't see her because she just looks flawless when she delivers them in this way. It is absolutely captivating and amazing. And if you don't understand, you must be voting for Donald Trump.
Please don't let me read him tonight.
No, read him tonight because he's been doing way too much with as little as a human being as he is. Doing way too much.
Talking about he gonna have a race. Talking about he gonna have a race conversation. Bitch, what?
I know how to beat him if somebody actually listen.
Well, y'all, before y'all kill him, let's get to our last topic for the night.
Ooh, Shondala.
Let's get to our last topic for the night.
Let's do that.
And because Fernando was really feeling some kind of way about this.
I was.
Y'all know.
You know, my give a shit level varies.
So, in the news, J.K. Rowling's and y'all know her from Harry Potter fame. She is the writer of Harry Potter.
You should have stayed there.
She decided
so long.
That she wanted to get on Twitter the other day, and she made some very outlandish statements in a very lengthy tirade. Which covers many topics, and excuses. Oh my God! So you know, I'm confused when it comes to trans people. If you don't know, and you don't have somebody who has informed you about trans people, the best thing you can do as a white woman, a white male, a Black man, a Black woman, is shut your dumb ass up. That's the best thing you can do. If you are not well-versed in the trans community, because there are so many variations, people are allowed to live their lives for them, not for you, not for you and Pickaninny, not for you and your grandpappy, not for you in the Baptist church, not for you in the Kojic church. Yeah. They are living their lives to please themselves. So if you don't have anything good to say, shut the fuck up. I don't give a damn how many books you done wrote, how many movies you done got put out. Bitch, you need to be put in your fucking place. That's where you need to be put. Because your tired ass has just upset the community. You have upset the world. Mm-hmm. And I don't even understand all of the things that go on in the trans world. So I keeps my goddamn mouth shut because I have no room no authority, no ground, no right to say some fuck about some shit that I don't know, because them bitches can read me for filth and they would not be wrong.
That part. That's all it that part.
Me. That's it for me.
That part.
All that part, baby. All that.
That's it.
Come on,
bitches. JK, I know your fan.
It's reading rainbow on the train.
And it's so sad that there are so many of her actors on her shows now are speaking out against her. I think
how old is this girl? How old is she?
Well, in Hogwarts time, I think 60? She's like 763.
60? I mean, you know, and when you hit that age, man, you get a little senile, you know? You just say shit, you know?
You start with where you come from.
Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes it ain't cool to rise out of
homelessness. Oh wait, you know? I was only 54.
Oh, I was in that variance. I was kind of close, not really.
This hoe is only 54.
Oh well, shit.
You ain't lived long enough to get out and talk about somebody.
She's a witch, and she's a lot older than that, and we are not seeing the things that are really in the real world.
Look, Wingardium Leviosa, goddamn it. Just go away. Go away.
And when your ass comes, see, this is the other thing. When you come from being homeless, your only goal in life is just to be surviving, just to make it. You shouldn't worry about somebody else because you've come from a very hard place that some people never even get out of. Bitch, right. You got out. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I ain't throwing no shade at her for like, you know.
Right.
You know, for getting the bag. You don't also get to come out with these criticisms and these judgments. Like, you should be grateful. Like, this is not you, girl. Like, you need to take several seats and chill the fuck out. Like, this is not... This ain't your bag. Nobody's gonna crown you with a W on this one. You're not gonna win it. You're on the wrong side of it.
No. Right. And when you say J.K. Rowling's, since I'm still rolling, sorry, I'm still rapping because it's been a rapping night. When she says this statement flipped upside down, it's wrong. But when I say it this way, it's absolutely the way it's supposed to be. Women are women. It's not trans women and women. It is women are women. You don't get to define anybody else's determination of their gender expression or their gender identity. J.K. Rowling, just because you got the money and just because you've written some books that made people feel like they can express their real selves, your fans don't even want to follow you currently.
Word.
Because your expression is not of them. It is of you and your whiteness and your privilege.
She should do an experiment. She should write some trans-hating books and see how well they sell. Write that book and see how hard them bricks fly off the shelf. Write it.
Now, she wrote
it. If you need somebody to forward the book,
that's where she got control. That's where she got control and influence. Write it in a book. And if people buy
Trump will do the forward. You win.
She wrote a 3,500 word essay on her webpage.
We good, girl. Who's reading it? We already read the Harry Potters, honey. We are not doing your website.
If you can't say what you need to say in six sentences or less, ain't nobody got fucking time for it because it's easy. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Or she could keep talking and the right trans person will run up. So just keep running your mouth.
I want to know. I got somebody who can run up.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. Since it's Pride Month, that's what it is for anybody who got some sideways to say out their mouth about gay people.
Y'all know who can run up?
Keep doing it, and the right one will run up on you.
You want to know who's to run up?
Who that?
T.S. Madison, baby.
Oh, come on.
T.S. Madison will
put her, invite her to the people's court, the Queen's court. Invite her.
T.S. Madison will get her all the way towed. Huh? Y'all know the look on my face. If y'all could just see it at home, baby.
Oh, I just saw. I missed another nip slip. God damn. show me there. I want to see.
Wait. So y'all know there was a news report.
It's a motherfucker in your other room. I don't want them spoken for titties. I want to see. Well, damn, yours is spoken for too. I guess I don't want to see now titties. Though.
There was a news reporter, y'all at home. There was a news reporter who was doing a live show. And all of a sudden, somebody walked behind. And y'all know that we are social distancing at home. And as I was talking mid, I saw a body go by.
Oh, man.
And I just lost
my whole train of thought. You know, can you read me right now?
I lost my whole train of thought.
I have no comment except can we all just join hands
the distance
style and pray? This country needs prayer right now, Lord Jesus. Yes, and Pride Month needs prayer right now, Lord Jesus.
Can I give y'all my take of J.K. Rowling's?
Yes, give us your take, honey. Give us your take.
I hear all y'all and y'all feel some kind of way about her. And I have a thought. Several thoughts, and I hope it helps her. I hope this gets to her.
T-H-O-T?
I hope T.S. Madison, you know, gets to me too, and she hears all this too, and just gets this to her too. So here we go. This is what happened that you didn't realize, J.K. Rowling, because all your privilege left you completely blind to all of it. Now listen to the order in which I say it, if you can follow a story, since you're a good writer. Your first mistake is entering a place that you had no business being in and you had no real understanding of. And
you don't even go here.
And you use the motherfucking format that you wasn't familiar with, and you decided to say a whole lot of shit that you just didn't know barely anything about in a format that you really didn't understand, and on a web page that you should have been fucking on, where you should have stuck to what you really know best, which is a fucking book inside of goddamn fantasy. So that was your mistake as being a white woman, is that you were so goddamn blind because you were so stuck in being yourself, being in a fucking fantasy, because that's where you fucking be stuck at, while our black asses are stuck in reality of while you writing stories on halfway on us so you can make a fucking dollar off our goddamn back, but you have not put nothing in our motherfucking banks while you sitting up here thinking that you need fans like us to believe in your ass and whatever fantasy you put us in. So before you think about getting in getting into a conversation you have nothing about, start by doing what you did with your books. Start fucking learning by shutting the fuck up right now in this moment and never do it a fucking again. Okay? Not tomorrow, not next week. Right the fuck now. The moment you hear this, shut the fuck up and listen, because you talk so goddamn much you can hear the fucking point. That I'm telling you right now, which is, remember, stay in the format that you fucking understand, which is some kind of fantasy that constructed on our motherfucking backs for some money. Last time I'm saying this, where's the fuck is our money and all the shit that you wrote about? Okay? So before you open your mouth again, you'll keep on talking. We're gonna come up with a motherfucking case to sue your ass for the shit that you wrote about. Okay? So like I said before, shut the fuck up right the fuck now. Because we will build a motherfucking case on your ass real quick. If you think you know us at all, we quick to build a motherfucking case, bitch. And it's gonna be the right kind of woman that's gonna figure it all out and round it right back to your ass. So like I said again, you think about the times I'm saying this. Shut the fuck up and listen.
It costs nothing.
It don't cost nothing. And next time you wake up, do something more than just be white today and tomorrow. Do something more than be white, okay?
Level up.
I know it took a lot of work because you've been white for so long, but
not white for so new. Long.
Apparently,
so long.
Apparently,
baby.
Did I say anything wrong?
You didn't say a thing. Not a thing.
No, I told you I would read you in the order if you're of your offense. And you don't love the way it tastes when you swallow. Maybe not right now, but when you look in the mirror, you'll be like, damn, that tasted just right.
I don't swallow.
Pineapple.
Hey, she know how to swallow, bitch. She's been doing it for a whole long time.
Wait, who don't swallow? What?
Who the fuck is gonna swallow? Just tan his ass and see me. He's a magical motherfucker because that magical motherfucker knows how to do shit that nobody else can.
Swallow.
Bitch.
It didn't squirt out to land on the floor. What else you gonna do with it?
Oh, that's nasty.
Save it for the first lady.
So about her, she should stick to what she knows best, which is not saying nothing at all.
Yeah, we're done with her. She's trash.
Trash.
Look,
you need to be glad that they liked the book. That's it.
Like, the only thing that got you safe is that you are a woman. Isn't that ironic?
Oh. Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Because
otherwise, we would drag your ass just like we drag him.
Oh,
and shit, if we had enough time, which we don't, like, I would drag him for miles and tell you exactly how to fucking defeat him.
It's like 10,000 words, and you're ruining it with a treat.
That's all you gotta do is take a mirror and read him like a psychologist would, and he will break.
My mirror is not that big. No, ma'am.
Like I said on my Facebook, Donald Trump is like the Wizard of Oz. Guess what part he's playing?
So, we know what some of us are doing for the rest of the evening.
That's right, because I do a lot of motherfucking work.
I go to work.
That's my workout.
Baby.
I go to work.
I gotta find my goddamn Zen for the day.
Ooh.
Do us proud, Fernando.
You know what? I'm gonna try
to do proud, baby. Do us proud.
Depending on where I'm at in this.
Baby, I saw thickness. Oof.
It's, yeah.
Yes, I saw thickness.
That's a lot of horsepower.
Tell them to come say hey to your fans.
Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight.
Cause Fernando's on that demon time. We might start our OnlyFans.
Oh my god, that was a NASCAR rap.
I'm going to Armand's house because I don't want to be alone tonight.
Ooh, you ain't gonna be alone for a long time. For it.
Look, I don't got no sleep number, but it's a ceiling.
I got a Casper.
You got a who?
Casper.
What's that?
See?
I got bills. If you want to come over here, if you can pay some of them, you can stay. Pay my fucking bills.
Hell no.
The rent, the lights, the water, the trash. You can stay over here if you can pay motherfucking bills.
You already got a husband, honey. I can't be second fiddle.
I need seven more with these bills. I live in the Bay Area, bitch.
Baby, and I live in the Bay Area too, darling.
The rent is due every month. Every month.
It is the rent's getting cheaper.
Honey, and I live in a fabulous building in the Concord area. Fabulous with concierge and everything.
I'm moving to a real pretty place soon.
Oh, where?
I'm not sure yet. I gotta pick. I'm gonna pick it out. Once it feels right, I'm gonna jump in that bitch. You know how I do.
And what city don't do state it. Might that be?
I'm gonna stay in the area. I'll probably move a little bit further up.
Come here by us.
No. The rent getting real cheap around these parts because ain't nobody here.
That's so true.
So I'm gonna use that desperate shit. I'm like, how much you want, bitch? I'm gonna treat you like the fucking other bitch. How much you willing to do? What you willing to do for that? Because bitch, ain't nobody else here.
Because child,
I'm gonna tell you a rent, bitch. You got mortgage due.
I'm about to marry Armand, so shit, I can stay here in the area.
I'm gonna move to a pretty ass place on discount.
Marry Armand.
You know, I'm impartial. I'm impartial to light skinned men with red hair.
I'm a good cat.
Wait a minute.
Good cat.
Oh shit! So wait a minute. You had him first,
huh?
What?
Oops.
What? Do we want to do this on air tonight, guys? Maybe we should just go on.
I don't know. What's happening?
What are we doing on air?
I don't know, God. I'm praying on air.
Fernando. Fernando made an assumption.
Ooh. Ooh, Lord Jesus, we pray for you tonight, God.
I'll finish the internet thought after the show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for listening. Y'all know we have no sense over here at the Fellas Point of View. Thank you
come
for
coming to the after show
beach with us, honey, because we have been on the new.
Yeah, let's get off this sand, goddamn it.
Because
the sand is hot and it's getting in places they supposed to be in.
There we go.
So y'all make sure.
All up in my teeth.
I'm not about to be in nobody's teeth.
Why is the sand in your teeth?
Well, I'm
that's about, another story. I don't want to talk about it here.
In more places.
So y'all make sure you know what to do. Social distance, please. We want to be out. We, as y'all know, Harvard has just said that there is a possibly going to be another 100 deaths to the COVID-19. So please,
100,000 deaths or 100 deaths?
100,000. They're predicting
probably 5 million.
000. So that means shelter in place. Don't be out because they gave your asses $1,200. $1,200 ain't shit, honey. You're going to be broke in one day with $1,200. Hell, it only takes 10 minutes to spend $1,200. So stay in the house, shelter in place, wear your mask, social distance. Don't be standing there. Fernando made me lose my thought again. I'm so y'all know what to do. Share the podcast. Make sure you rate us a 5 on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you. We love you guys. Shout out to everybody who hits our Instagram pages up and to the psycho troll that's on our page right now. I'm going to block you with my ass. Get off of here. You can go to hell.
Yeah, like you, please don't try to come for me. I mean no harm in all my words, but if you get near me, you get too close, I'm going to read you real hard. You're going to feel some kind of way about it. And you
I
got
to call my Uber now because I got to get to Armand's house. So y'all have a great week.
Shit.
Thank you all for coming. We love you guys. Have a blessed week.
That stroke is well known. It's good. You might not leave. Well.